Vamos me chantei. I'll begin this session with a true story that happened recently. During one of the Japan earthquakes, a team of rescuers came to one place and they saw one house which was totally collapsed, and through the crack of the window, the team leader saw that a young woman, he was not knowing whether she was alive or dead, but he saw her. She was leaning forward. Things were not very clear, but the team leader thought, let me see if that lady is alive and I can rescue her. So somehow he managed to go inside that house, and he saw that lady was leaning forward as if in a posture of worship, and she was holding with both her hands some objects. So he was curious to know if she is alive or dead. But he found that her body had become completely stiff, cold, and she was dead. So he turned back and somehow made his way through that house. But while returning, a thought came in his mind. He thought, let me go back and see what is below that lady, why she was leaning that way, why she was holding those two objects. So he, as if he got some intuition, there is something there. And he went back. He reached that lady and he inserted his hand below that lady. And to his utter surprise, he found a child. He called all his team members and somehow they made free that child, and he found that child was alive. It was a 3-month old child. So it was for sure that that mother had made ultimate sacrifice for her child, because her back was totally damaged. Damaged in the sense, totally injured. There was a head injury, and that mother was dead. But one more thing was there. He took that child from below that mother, and child was wrapped in a flowery blanket. So a team of doctors were called to see if everything is all right with that child. So doctors came, they opened that blanket, and to their utter surprise, they found a mobile, a cell phone. And on that cell phone, one message was written, typed. And seeing that message, the team leader started crying. That cell phone went from one hand to another hand. And everyone who read that message cried. My question to you all is, can you tell me what could be that message? There's a woman in a ruined house. She is dead and she is leaning forward, and there is a baby. Baby was rescued. The mother died, but in that blanket, in the cell phone, one message was typed. So any guess, any conjecture, what could be that message? Yeah? Save my child, okay? Yeah. Yes. And? What else? Yeah? Thank you. Thank you to whom? To God. Okay. So, that mother had typed a very beautiful message. It was written, if you survive, know that I loved you. If you survived, just know that I loved you too much. This is a true story. This mother made an ultimate sacrifice for her child. Why I'm telling you this story today? We are here to revise today morning's Avyakta Murli. And Baba has told us to become world mothers, unlimited mothers, Mother Shakti. Shakti mothers. All mothers, for that matter, have influenced this world, this society from time to time. There are examples of so many mothers around the world. Right from Maxim Gorky's mother, you must have read and heard about the book Mother, where that story of mother is there, to the Indian soil we see so many examples where mothers have made a lot of sacrifices for their children. Not only that, they empowered their child or children to the extent that those children or that child changed the history. So, when I was reading this Murli, I was just pondering on this. What is mother and what is motherhood? Is there any difference in that? Anybody can become a mother, but to become mother, to attain the status of motherhood, is entirely a different thing. To be a mother of a child or children is not a very great thing, but motherhood is entirely a different thing. It is something to do with the unlimited. It has no relation with whether you have a child or not. It is something else. It is a state of that of mind where you have attained such a higher level, such an unlimited attitude, that your heart is full of love for everyone. So in today's Murli, Baba said, the souls of this world would not get satisfied just with your form of power, your form of Shakti. What they want? They want, they are thirsty for some other type of sustenance. They want the sustenance of love, pure love. They want unlimited sustenance. They want exalted sustenance. This is what they want. And we have to give them this. How to do that? This Murli, Baba, New Year has already begun. This is year 1982. And Baba has given some homework in this Murli. And then also he has given ways, the methods to carry out that homework. So as I was telling you about mother and this concept of mother, how to become world mother, what should we do so that we become unlimited mother, we attain to that unlimited motherhood. So we are going to have some discussion on this today. Let's begin the Murli where Baba has begun. So Baba said that Baba is seeing royal gathering today. Baba is seeing royal gathering. Why this gathering is royal? What did Baba say about this? Why this gathering is royal? Or which gathering is this? Baba said, this is a court. This get together, this court, this gathering, this assembly is not an ordinary gathering. Monarchical, royal, such a royal gathering this is. Why? Because anybody? You all have heard this Murli today morning. Yeah? Yeah, because, see, I was thinking when I was reading this Murli, or hearing this Murli, how Baba sees us. His vision is so exalted. What he is seeing is entirely different. He is seeing all children as if they are not ordinary beings. They all are self-sovereign. This is an assembly of all those who have claimed the right to self-sovereignty. This is the assembly of all those who are sitting in the throne of, what was the word? Yeah? What was the word? Karmatit. Karmatit is a Hindi word. You all know what is karma and what are karma philosophy. We keep on hearing about it. The word teeth means something beyond. Free. So Baba is seeing us as if we are sitting in the throne of Karmatit. This is the seat, this is the throne. And this is the court where we are sitting. But number wise, court is number wise, this assembly is number wise, this throne is number wise, rights are number wise. Some have full rights, some have less rights. In this Murli, Baba has given few different definitions of the word Karmatit. One of the definitions is to be free from the effect or influence of actions. Another definition is to have perfect control over your physical organs. Third definition is motherhood. Third definition is to be unlimited mother. So, we'll come to each definition one by one. First of all, he said, you are those who have claimed their right to self-sovereignty. So self-sovereignty means those who have complete control over their physical organs. This is same as to be free from the effect, influence, bondage of actions. So very first definition is to be master of oneself, to be master of all one's senses, physical organs, sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, to be master of all of these is to become a master of oneself. So this self-mastery, Baba has said, is to become Karmatit. Actually, if you see, if you study all the Murlis, this word has come even in Sakar Murlis as well as in Avyaktavanis. In Sakar Murlis, Baba has said, you will become Karmatit when? At the end. So it was something sort of a destination which you need not to achieve now, but it is going to come in future. But the definition has been updated in all the Avyaktavanis. It is not something to be achieved at the end. It is now, living now. It is the state of being. It is not the state of doing. It is not the state of happening, which is going to happen in future. It is the state to be right now. Actually, there are so many Murlis where Baba has said, he has expounded this word Karmatit. At times he says that Karmatit is when soul has left this body and has reached soul world, where there are no actions. Absolutely neutral stage. That is the Karmatit stage. But the beauty is that most of the Murlis, Baba has said, you have to experience that state whilst being in this body. No action should bind you. In this Murli, Baba has said towards the end, not to have the consciousness of mine. Not to have the consciousness of mine. He has said four things. First, students, place, service and cooperative souls. Even to remain free from the karmic bondages, to say that my place, to say that my students, to say that my cooperative souls or my service, this itself is a bondage. To be free from even from these four things is to be Karmatit. Not to speak of many other things where we get attached. So, this is the first definition of Karmatit. I think the two definitions are so intermingled. Baba has said to have perfect mastery over your own self, and second, to be free from the bondages of all the actions. But how to achieve that? All our senses, how to control them? They are turbulent. In Bhagavad Gita, there is a very good statement that says that even if one of the senses gets out of your control, that one sense will pull all other senses and the ship would be drowned. They are so turbulent. These all senses, as if they have become impure. So what is the way to purify them? Unless and until they become pure, we cannot control them. The very fact that they are running out of control is because there is a lot of impurity in them. And in the same Murli, while talking with the London group, Baba said, "You are constant servers. While you serve, you even forget the consciousness of body. You are as if a bird. You should have that flying stage where you forget the consciousness of physical world, physical bodies." So one of the ways to control all the senses is to purify them. And purification of the senses will occur when you engage all the senses in service. You know, there are three words. One is service, another is seva, another is duty. Are they same? You know, whenever we translate any language, it's just like essence or a fragrance is there in one bottle and you are trying to put that fragrance into another bottle. Half of the things vanishes into thin air. So the word seva carries in itself a more of very elevated thing. I will say it carries the essence of surrender. Seva is not just service. Seva is not just duty. Seva is something very higher. There is a feeling of surrender in the word seva. There is a feeling of great and deep respect in the word seva. Duty is as if you go and do your duty and come back. Service is little higher word than duty, where most of the time it is selfless. But seva word carries in itself a lot more than these two words. So Baba is saying, to become constant server, just as you have become constant yogis, you are constant server as well. You do not think of anything else except service. Your day starts with service. Your good morning with service, and your good night also with service. How the senses will get purified? How these eyes will get purified? How these ears will get purified? However, taste, a touch, everything will get purified. One of the best method which Baba has told is service, service and service. Engage all of these senses into service. The more we are involved in service, automatically the purification starts. Right now, they are mischievous. They trick, they deceive. And we never know how that thing happened. To become the master of all the senses is to be karmatit. To be free from the bondages of actions is to be karmatit. What sort of actions we should have? And we can say that yes, we are karmatit. Dadi Janki says that, "I don't want to become karmatit and go back to soul world. I want to become karmatit and stay here and do service. I want to continue here. Such actions, such exalted, such elevated, such selfless, such actions as per, accurately as per, in concordance with Srimad. I remember a very beautiful story. This is a Sufi story. And in that story, there was a saint. This saint was such a holy person. Everybody admired him. And it was as if he was just doing good to people, to everyone. Just as stars diffuse light, just as flowers, saint. In the same way, this holy man was so exalted being. This is a Sufi story, and seeing his good deeds, some angels get attracted to him, and they come down and they tell him, "We have never seen a person like you, such a holy, such a sacrosanct being, who never cares for his own self, who just gives and gives and gives, who doesn't do anything with any selfish motives, such a selfless person, such a selfless server of humanity. We want to give you something." That holy saint says, "I don't want anything." But those angels are not ready to listen. They say that we will give you such powers that if a sick person comes and you touch that person will get whole, get cured. He says, "This is the job of angels. It's not my job. Let angels do this job." Then they say, they offer him another miracle. They say that if anybody suffers from guilt or disheartened, the moment they will come in contact with you, their life will change. Such contrite spirit, they will change totally just by your touch. He says, "This is the work of God, not mine. Let him do. I don't want to take credit for anything." They say that angels are not ready to listen. They offer him many such things. If you do like this, if you pass, if you will become so much full of luster of virtue that all those who come in contact with you, they will glorify you, and in a way they will glorify God. He says, "Again, I don't want this, because in that way I am going to estrange them from God. Let them reach God directly, not through me." All those angels go back to God and they tell God, "We want to give some power, some miraculous power to this holy man, and he is not ready to accept anything. What we should do?" God tells something in their ear, and those angels go back and they ask that holy man, "Do you have any condition? We are ready to follow that, because we are not going to leave you. We are going to force miracle upon you." So that man says, "Okay, if you want to give something to me, do one thing, that I do good to people, but I should not know that I am doing good to them. And they should also not know that I have done good to them, if at all you want to do anything." So again those angels sit together. They have a meeting and they give him one blessing. What is that blessing? They tell him that whichever shadow falls on any sick person, that sick person will get cured. But you will not know that, because your shadow will be either behind you or on either side. So you will not know that. If you go by an arid land, that land will become green, but you will not know that. If you go by a dry brooks or waterfall or cataracts, they will become full of water, but you will not know that. The name of this story is Holy Shadow. People forgot that man. and they only remember him by the name Holy Shadow. Only, not by his name, by Holy Shadow. A shadow that does good to so many. And he himself doesn't know, nor those people know that this is the person who has done good to him, good to us. Such karmas, such actions, where there is no bondage, such a state of lightness, where you are doing good to thousands and lakhs and millions of people, and yet you are free. There is no desire inside for name and fame and glory. All the actions, I feel that this is karmatit stage. No remembrance even of any of the actions we have done. So that is karmatit stage. Free from the effects of actions. Free from the bondages of any actions. Free even from the... In one avyakt murli, Baba was talking with Didi Manmohini and he said, karmatit means action should not touch you. Fruit of action should not touch you. This is the definition of karmatit Baba had given once. Probably this was not printed anywhere, but that was the definition. Actions should not touch me. Fruit of action should not touch me. I remain uninfluenced. No longer the slavery or servitude of those actions. So, this is what Baba wants us to be. Karmatit. This is the throne upon which children are sitting, and number wise. The court is number wise. Just as in golden age, there is world emperor and just emperor. Just as here also, some children are having all the rights, some are having few rights. So that is the difference. Second thing Baba saw, something in the middle of the forehead. What is that? He said colorful beads. What he saw? Colorful beads of divine virtues. And how each sparkle of each virtue is individual. To the extent that you have imbibed divine virtues, this is sparkling. Imbibition of all divine virtues. That is also number wise. So, Baba has started the Murli with a gathering, a royal gathering, and later on he said, all those who are self-sovereign, ultimately they are the same as special deities. They are same as special deities. And then the Murli is taking another turn. He is ocean. If you analyze Murli in great detail, you can just see the mind of the speaker. What depth is there in each and every line, each and every word he speaks. From where he starts, where he takes. If you analyze this Murli in great detail, you will find so many links, so many threads, so many intricate things put together. Now he is saying here, this is an assembly of special deities. Special deities. And these special deities have five worthy to be worshipped souls. So these deities have five different qualities. What are those qualities? Anybody? What are those qualities or qualifications or things that they possess? Yes? Anybody? Yeah? Supremely pure. The first quality is, these special deities are supremely pure. The second quality is, they are bestower of blessing. The third quality is, yes? mercy for everyone. Mercy for everyone. And master ocean of spiritual love. Master ocean of spiritual love, and at last to have good wishes for everyone. So we are these such deity souls who are filled with compassion for everyone, who are filled with good wishes for everyone, who are not just pure, they are supremely pure. That is why they have become worthy for worship. They are master ocean of spiritual love. Such a beautiful word. Master ocean of spiritual love. There is material love in this world, the sensual love. But this is, we are master ocean of spiritual love. Then Baba says, see this court in the mirror of knowledge. You have been given a mirror. You have to see this court every day. What I have to see? How much self-sovereign I have become? How many rights I have got? To what extent I have imbibed all the divine virtues? This bit of colorful bit. How much it is sparkling? How much resplendent it is? All this checking. Where you have to do? In this mirror of knowledge. In this mirror of knowledge. Knowledge is a mirror. And you know one more thing about this mirror. The very dust keep on gathering. So you have to keep on cleaning it all the time. They say mind is a mirror. Or Baba is saying here. Sometimes he says mind is a mirror. In just recently, last Sunday only, Baba has said mind, slate of mind, plate of mind, paper of mind, how it should be. It should be clean and clear. He was talking about conscious mind and subconscious mind last Sunday's Murli, if you remember. So this mirror has to be very much clean and clear. Once a Zen master sent his chief disciple, who was to become his successor, to an inn and said that this is your last lesson which you have to learn. Go to this inn, Caravanserai. There you will learn your last lesson. He said, what I have to do with this inn? People go and drink there. I am a spiritual person. The master says, yes, you have to go. So he goes there. He says, sits there from morning till evening and comes back. And the master asks, what did you see? He says that I saw the owner of that inn has a peculiar habit. What he does, there is a mirror there. He cleans that mirror whenever he gets a time. And I ask that owner, why are you doing this? He says that the very nature of the mirror is that dust keeps accumulating. So I have to keep on cleaning it all the time. It's not that once you clean in the morning, it's done. Whenever you get time, clean this mirror. And this disciple says that I have learnt a great, great lesson from this. Our mind is also like this mirror. We have to clean it, Amrit Vela. Again, we have to keep on cleaning it most of the times. Otherwise, dust keep on gathering. And when there is a dust, we can't see things. Things are not clear and clean. So, Baba is telling here, see in the mirror of mind, in the mirror of knowledge. And then he has given homework for the year 1982, about 36 years back. This is a Murli. Baba is sitting in meditation hall. You can imagine, handful of people are sitting in front. But what vision is this? Baba is giving homework here for the year 1982. He is saying that you do some such thing. What you have to do, that all the souls of the world, they should come and they should see you and they should feel that yes, you are the ones. These are the ones. These are the ones. These are the ones. A one sound should come from all the nook and from all the corners of the world. These are the ones. Whatever we had to attend, we have attended through these people. We have seen them means we have seen God, Baba. Baba is telling this so many years back, about 4 decades. They will have come. They are all the souls of the world. You have to make them worthy and then you have to turn them into yogi. They should feel that yes, you are our everything. They will come and say to us, you are our everything. And they are thirsty for such sustenance. Baba has given 2-3 examples here. One example is of worldly great souls. They also give sustenance, but they do not, they give love, but they do not give sustenance. They give love, but they don't give sustenance. That's why those, they become children, but they do not claim the right to inheritance. They do not claim the right to inheritance. They just remain children with limited attainments. But you give them unlimited sustenance. They are thirsty for this type of sustenance. They should feel that you are the ones through whom they will have all attainments. Just as we say, my Baba, they will then come say, my Mother. Just as Baba has given example of mother, what a mother does. Mother empowers her child, makes children so strong that they are full of power, they can face any obstacle, whatever that may come in their life. So just as a mother does, you have to do that. Just as a mother introduces and enables children to meet father, you have to introduce them to this unlimited father. The sound should come from their mind, the sound should come from their heart, their mouth. These are the ones, these are the ones, these are the ones. This is as if a glimpse of that ultimate revelation Baba is giving. A day will come when such a thing will happen. And what you have to do that time? And they will see and they will feel that you are guides, you are masters, you are messengers, you are angels. These 4 things. Who you are? Masters. Enlightened masters. You are the guides. You are the messengers of God. The other day, we have a small group of intense effort makers. We had made a list of the way we Brahmin souls would get revealed in front of the world. So we had made a list of 7 things. These are the different ways people would see us one day. First, angels. They will see us as angels. Second, they will see us as special deity, as their chosen deity, Ishta Devta. Third, they will see us as point of light, only light, point of light here, sparkling point of light. Next, they will see us only as total light, just being of light. Next, they will see us as, they will see God in us. They will not see us. They will see Him in us. And last, they will see us as world protectors, world transformers. Allah Lok, Baba says. Children of God. So these are the different ways we would get revealed in front of the world one day. Hindus Murli Baba is saying, you will get revealed in front of, as if mother. Just as mother gives sustenance to children, you will give sustenance to them and they will feel that. They will have that feeling. They will see you in that light. Such an elevated vision. And we have to practice this vision right from now. Before I continue ahead, we will just sit in meditation for 1 minute and practice this as a spiritual drill. Just sit alert, all of you. Red light, please. sitting in the middle of forehead. I am a point of light. Twinkling, sparkling being of light. Completely detached from this body. A self-sovereign soul. A non-physical being. Whilst in this body, I experience the karmatit state, free from the effects of all actions. A complete master. Of all my physical senses, a luminous point of light, now with my subtle body, I travel up, go beyond this mundane existence. Beyond this ephemeral world, beyond the five elements of nature, I reach subtle world. Bab Dada is in front of me. He's giving me the throne of Karmatit stage to sit. Is putting the crown of responsibility on my head. He's giving me the bid of divine virtues. Now with this subtle body. And after taking Baba's powerful drishti, I come down. I am situated amidst clouds. And down, I am hearing only one sound. These are the ones, these are the ones. All the souls of the world are seeing me as World Mother. An unlimited mother. A mother who is the embodiment of power. I see the faces of all the souls swinging in the swing of supersensuous happiness. They are feeling as if I am their close relative. A sense of belongingness. As if they have got everything. Everywhere I am hearing my mother, my mother. And I am teaching them to say, my Baba. They all are so overjoyed. What a beautiful spectacle. The ultimate revelation of one Father. The divine bliss. Somewhere they are seeing me as guide. Somewhere they are seeing me as master. Few souls are seeing me as their messenger. My supremely pure form, ocean of spiritual love. And with that vision, and with that ultimate feeling of motherhood, I, a spiritual being, gradually descend down and come back into the awareness of my body. Om Shanti. So, Baba wants us to be revealed in front of the world as World Mother, Unlimited Mother, as Shakti Roop. In the same Murli, Baba has given us few other self-respects. You are the decoration of Baba as well as Baba's house. You come here and now you go to decorate others. You are one of the best self-respect that I got from this Murli, and which I liked very much was, I am Baba's mouth. I am Baba's mouth, Gaumukh. What a beautiful version. What I speak is not coming from me, but coming from above. I am just an instrument. I am a flute. He is the player. I am Baba's mouth. Very beautiful self-respect. And Baba has said another thing. The moment you remember Baba, Baba comes in front of you. He is with you all the time. It is just a question of remembering you. You remember and he is in front of you. You remember and he is in front of you. And each and every child, he is saying this for each and every child. See, a beauty of this thing is that in most of the Sakar Murlis, Baba says that I am not omnipresent. They have made me omnipresent. But here, he says that I am with each and every child. I am behind you, I am on either side of you. And he is telling this to each and every child. So he is as if everywhere in one way. So you remember him and he is in front of you. You remember him and he is in front of you. We are his decoration. We are Shiv, Shaktis. And Baba has said that Shaktis are inseparable from Shiva. And Shiva is inseparable from Shaktis. This is another self-respect. There are so many different points of self-respect from just one Murli. Just take one point, get situated in that and churn it. And you will feel that you are getting intoxicated. Intoxication of all rights. That is also one of the definitions of Karmatit. To have intoxication of all rights. To have mastery of our senses, to be self-sovereign. So many different definitions in the same Murli scattered here and there. Baba is talking with London group. Here he has said few things. First thing is about bird. Second thing is about lotus. Third thing is about crown. And fourth thing is about serving. Bird, you should have flying stage. Flying physical world, physical bodies and physical world, physical attractions. You should be beyond this attraction. This body, what is there in this? Beauty is but skin dip. And the whole world is entangled, caught in this body. What sort of beauty is there in this? No beauty. But the senses, the sensual happiness, the materialistic pleasures pulls the mind. And that's what is body consciousness. Actually, I don't like the word sin so much. There's another word, body consciousness. Whatever we do in the state of body consciousness, that automatically becomes sin. So rather than using the word sin, it's better we say that we have to become more and more soul conscious. It is the level of awareness. In the same Murli, Baba has said, you become embodiment of awareness and then you become embodiment of power. And then you come on the stage. Nothing should be able to stop you. You should not come to an halt. So he's talking about flying stage, walking stage, ascending stage, and this is flying stage, where nothing of this physical world attracts you. because you have realized that this physical pleasure, this physical happiness, they don't lead you anywhere. It's a sort of transient pleasure and then a deep frustration, a deep dissatisfaction, and you never get over it. That is one. Second thing he's told about lotus, you remain loving and detached. This is such a beauty. You stay in the mud but untouched. You are doing everything, you are doing services, you are doing everything, but you remain untouched. Nothing touches you. Just like that saint. Third thing he said, crown of responsibility. You have been given this crown of responsibility. Service, self-service and world service. Both things are included in that. So this crown of responsibility doesn't make you heavy. It doesn't make you, it finishes the burden. It makes you double light. And third thing he described in great detail, that was being a constant server. When you are a constant server, automatically you get rid of body consciousness. Constant yogi, constant server. So just when I look at entire Murli, you see a concept of being world mother. I just remember one thing recently I was reading about Dadi Janki's experience somewhere. She has narrated an event that once Dadi Janki had come with a group of people party from Mumbai and it was late 11 o'clock or so. So Baba, Brahma Baba was standing in the courtyard of Madhuban and with a bucket of hot water and towel to wash their feet. This was a motherly love, motherly care. Such a high level of, even Dadi Gulzar was sharing once that what Baba used to do, he used to come at night at 2 o'clock and see during the winter if they are taking proper, they have proper quilt, proper clothings. Once Dadi Gulzar had said that Baba even used to come and peep into that mosquito net to see if everything is alright there, if any mosquito is inside. Once Chakradhar Didi was sharing that Baba was eating mango, so all of a sudden Sister Chakradhari came there. So Baba said to her, you eat from that side, I will eat from this side. So there are so many instances, and we have been reading about this. This is an Avyakta Mass and 18th January is approaching. So this feeling of motherhood, unlimited motherhood, unlimited mother, world mother, the whole world, the whole humanity is my children. This is the need of the hour. This is what we want to reveal in front of the world as mothers. So all those who are fathers, they should become mothers, and all those who are mothers, they should become world mothers, and all those who are kumars, they should also become mother. So this is the homework from today's Murli. First thing I will just summarize before I finish. You have to become self-sovereign. No dependency. No bondages of these senses. All senses should be under our control. We have to check in the mirror of knowledge which is that sense which is still deceiving me. How is my vision? How is my... where I need to work? Which sanskar I need to work? That I need to work. That I need to see. First is about self-sovereignty. Second is about freedom from the bondages of actions. We do some good and forget. No need to describe it. No need to mention it. Mama was in Bangalore for 3 months. And she did so much great service. When she came back to Madhuban, she was asked, Mama, what you did? What services you did? Mama said, how was the service? She was asked. How was the seva? She said, it was good. That's it. The brother who accompanied Mamma later on told, "Oh, such a beautiful services Mamma did." But no explanation, no mention even about it. Mamma just said, "It was good, that's it, and full stop." And nowadays there are so many social networking sites and we keep on sending photographs, "We did this, we did that." Are we not getting bound to those actions? We should be free from actions. So that is second. Third point is World Mother. Then fourth is about decoration. We are Baba's decoration. We are Baba's mouth. And we are constant servers. So this is in short about today's Murli. To end it, before we go for meditation, I will just conclude. In every Avyakt Murli, Baba gives Yaad Pyar. So let us repeat. To all the self-sovereign souls. Baba is saying, to all the self-sovereign souls. To all those who are seated on the throne of Karmatit stage. To all those who are such special deity souls. To all those who give sustenance of unlimited love. To all those who give others the experience of relationship with others. To all such souls, love, remembrance and namaste from Bab Dada. So Bab Dada says namaste. Spiritual father says namaste to spiritual children. And we spiritual children say namaste to spiritual father. Om Shanti. So we have to sit in yoga. You can take any of the self-respect from this Murli and convert it into yoga. And let today's yoga session, this yoga session, become based on this Avyakta Murli. Om Shanti.